I ought to warn you that some of the ideas I am putting before you may strike you as unorthodox. I shall be glad if you will hear me out, but I do not want to occupy your time on false pretenses. I am not, in the narrow sense of the word, a patriot, and I am no sort of nationalist at all. I am utterly opposed to those people who say Britain for the British and let all the rest of the world go hang. If you are one of those who make that the first principle of political life, then you will not like anything that I am going to say. I do not think you will even want to understand what I am going to say. You would do far better to switch off your receiver right now and leave me, so far as you're concerned, talking to the empty air. But mind you, if I do not call myself a patriot, that does not alter the fact that I have an intense pride in being an Englishman. I glory in the English literature, in the English language, in the mighty fabric of modern science, which was so largely English in its beginning, in our worldwide influence, in our splendid tradition of fair play and liberty. It is just because I have this intense pride in being English that I will not consent to see the English mind and English life cooped up within the narrow bounds of nationalism. The whole of this little planet is not too big for Englishmen. We are a world people, and we belong to the world. And again I implore you, Mr. Patrick, if that is not your taste, to cut me off and have done with me.